Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about our uncertain economic times.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. As we unfold and we start to get pandemic familiar in the economy, we're trying to acclimate to a longer-term situation than we first anticipated. So the government money's being rebooted, but we don't know what that's going to look like. Jobs are coming back, but we don't know at what rate. So there's a lot of uncertainty that could have an impact still on real estate.
Well, and particularly to small business. The small business people are getting hit pretty hard. And the statistics I've seen are a whole bunch of them aren't planning on opening their doors again whenever normality would occur.
It has impacted lending ability to get a loan, but not to the degree it may in the future. So you want to make sure you understand your opportunities. And I would buy or refi now from that perspective because
absolutely,
it's yep. Got some urgency there. Plus the interest rates couldn't get more fun than they are right now. But let's talk about the situation that people are anticipating a lot of foreclosures in the future with homeownership and small unit rentals.
Let's go with the idea, the people that are in trouble and are asking for forbearance, which means phoning the lender and stating, I would like to have a reduced payment for a while. And they don't say, well, yeah, take it for free. We'll take no interest. No, it doesn't go that way. But what you're able to do is get a portion of the payment maybe postponed for a while. And those that are getting a postponement, interesting process, at least three quarters of them have an equity of 20% or larger in their home. So in other words, they've got something that they really don't want to lose, and they're getting the opportunity for forbearance from their lenders.
And overall in homeownership, 60% of the homeowners have more than 30% equity. So we are in a very different climate than we were when people had just finished 100% financing in the previous recession and gone in without any equity or any way to absorb the challenges.
Well, they went in with no equity, and then the market even reversed from there, so they ended up with a negative equity. All of a sudden, you're owing much more than potentially the property is worth. That was the last recession, and that's not the case now. Things were outstanding, and then all of a sudden, we hit the China virus, which put a skids on earning income.
That's right, and in the state of Oregon, we're doing even better. 40% equity position is the average equity of homeownership, so we can ride this a lot better in the housing industry than we've seen historically. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.